This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, once again, we're going to go blasting into outer space. We're going to be talking about a new book, Space Barons, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and the Quest to Colonize the Cosmos. With us once again is Christian Davenport of the Washington Post, and we're going to talk about the cutting edge of space exploration. Some people think that we're entering a new era, where the players are different, the objectives are different, and there's new energy, new money, new vitality being injected into the manned space program. But let me say a few things. First of all, go to my website to find out what I'm up to. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. We have 3 million fans on Facebook, and on Twitter, about 1 million people receive my tweets every week on Twitter. And I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest bestseller is called The Future of Humanity, where we talk about terraforming Mars. We talk about one day exploring the entire solar system, and perhaps one day, not in the near future, but one day exploring the nearby stars, especially because we've already been able to verify the existence of 4,000 planets orbiting other stars in the Milky Way galaxy. And if you want to be part of Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Once again, the hotline number is 612-564-8135. You'll hear a tape recorder. At the sound of the beep, then leave your name, the call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to make about science, and bingo, perhaps your thoughts will be heard on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. So once again, in this hour, we're going to talk about outer space. We'll be talking about billionaires who are financing a whole new era of rocketry and space exploration. And we'll talk about the future of space exploration as well. Once again, our special guest today is Washington Post Christian Davenport, author of an exciting new book that I highly recommend. The book is called Space Barons, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and the Quest to Colonize the Cosmos. So, Christian, when you were writing this book, did you get a sense that the future is going to be much different than the 60s when we had heroic astronauts being blasted into outer space on very expensive NASA rocket ships? The players are different. The objectives are different. Do you think, therefore, that we're entering a new era, perhaps a second golden age of space exploration?
Yes, I absolutely think we are. And as you mentioned, you know, some of the heroes of this new space age aren't necessarily the astronauts, you know, those pioneers who went into space in the 60s, but rather, you know, the engineers funded by these billionaires, entrepreneurs who want to go further, deeper into space and to do it quickly and more efficiently. In order to harness, you know, technology and, you know, these billionaires who we're talking about, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos in particular, you know, we should remember they come from the technology world, PayPal and Amazon, and using that kind of know-how to make spaceflight more efficient. You know, for example, one of the things that they've been able to perfect is the art of reusing rockets instead of, you know, the first stages of rockets being thrown away. Here they are recovering them. SpaceX in particular, that could have the potential to dramatically lower the cost of spaceflight and to open it up to more people.
Okay, and you've had a chance. One thing I like about your book is you had a chance to actually interview four billionaires who are setting the agenda for space exploration. So let's start with Elon Musk again. What drives the guy? I mean, what makes him tick? Most billionaires simply want to get rich. They want to get famous. But Elon Musk is not the average billionaire either. So when you interviewed him, what do you think keeps him up at night? What drives him?
Well, I think, you know, that's exactly right. And he addresses that often. And he says that, you know, basically what drives him, particularly at SpaceX, is not just to make money, but the quest to open up space to a lot of people and to go further than we had, you know, in the Apollo era of the 1960s. And really once and for all to make it, you know, to Mars. And while that remains, you know, very difficult, a very elusive goal, that's what, you know, really drives him. He started SpaceX because one day he was talking about why we hadn't gone further into space and was looking on NASA's website in the early 2000s about, you know, where we were on the journey to Mars, and he couldn't find anything about it and thought, well, this is ridiculous, we should be doing this, and founded SpaceX with the express purpose of doing that. You know, when you go into SpaceX's office, you see Mars in a series of photos going from, you know, a red forbidding planet into one that's more green and blue and Earth-like. It's being terraformed, as you know a lot about. You know, the mats, the welcome mats, have footprints, you know, in the red clay of Mars, and that's what really drives them. That may be a very difficult and elusive goal, and a lot of people think that in order for him to make it, he's really going to have to partner with a government, but I think that's, you know, front and center for his, you know, his desire and what he's trying to achieve.
Now, do you think, therefore, that he's creating a certain amount of excitement? A few months ago, he launched a moon rocket from Cape Canaveral, from the very same launch pad that launched our astronauts to the moon about 50 years ago. And millions of people witnessed it online. Thousands went to Cape Canaveral to witness this launch. And he sent a Tesla sports car into outer space. Think about that. I mean, how many times do you send a sports car orbiting into outer space? So do you think, therefore, that we're entering a new era? And what drives him? What's next on his game plan?
Well, so it's interesting. That very launch pad that you mentioned where he launched the Falcon Heavy rocket and the Tesla Roadster, which, you know, by the way, had a mannequin named Starman in it. So, you know, you've got these pictures coming back of Starman in the Roadster in his spacesuit, you know, floating on their way to Mars. But today, more recently, at that very launch pad 39A, which, you know, was where the Apollo 11 moon rockets launched to the moon from, there is now a new piece of hardware. It's a crew access walkway that's been installed, and this will be where NASA's astronauts, they'll walk down that into SpaceX's Dragon spacecraft, you know, because we should remember, for all of the things that SpaceX has accomplished, they've yet to fly human beings to space. So that's really the next big challenge for SpaceX and a lot of these companies. SpaceX, like Boeing, is under contract from NASA to fly astronauts to the International Space Station. A lot of people forget that today NASA does not have the ability to fly human beings from United States soil. We rely on Russia to do that for us, and we've relied on them since the space shuttle was retired in 2011. Now that responsibility is going to fall to Elon, and that's sort of the next big challenge, and it's a significant step. Even though it's, you know, only to low Earth orbit and to the International Space Station, he needs to be able to show that he can safely and reliably fly astronauts and fly people, and that's at the heart of what he wants to accomplish. And that those first flights with people should be this year, so there's a lot coming up.
And he thinks big. I mean, really big. We're not talking about just an ordinary moon rocket. We're talking about something called the BFR. B for big, R for rocket, and F for whatever your imagination will take you. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we'll talk about the ups and downs of Elon Musk's career as well. Once again, our special guest today is Christian Davenport of the Washington Post. The book is called Space Barons, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and the Quest to Colonize the Cosmos. And give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're talking about the quest to colonize the cosmos. Our special guest today, once again, is Christian Davenport of the Washington Post. The book is called Space Barons, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and the Quest to Colonize the Cosmos. And he had a rare opportunity to interview not one, not two, but four billionaires for his book. And many people say that we're entering a new era in space exploration, where not necessarily the astronauts are driving people's imagination, but it's Silicon Valley billionaires along with government funding from NASA. Well, when we last left off, we were talking about a new kind of rocket, the BFR. It's still on the drawing boards, but tell us a little bit about that rocket. That rocket is not only a moon rocket, but it's designed to go to Mars. Is that right?
That's right. So the BFR, or now they're calling it Starship, has been sort of a conceptual rocket that Elon and SpaceX have been thinking about for a number of years, capable of, you know, taking not just a few, but, dozens of people to Mars. They, you know, that remains a long-term plan. In the short term, they're putting together a smaller version of the rocket. They're developing it in Texas, where they're building a launch pad and intend to do what are known as short hops with it, where it would, launch off the pad, go up a few hundred feet, and then hover for a little bit and then come back down and land to sort of perfect the art of landing. And they want to land propulsively, not just on Earth, but on other celestial bodies as well. It's sort of unclear where the funding for the rocket is going to come from. There was some talk that they had bid the BFR in a recent Air Force contract, but weren't awarded any funding. But yet, nonetheless, you've seen Elon on Twitter putting out pictures, of this Hopper BFR, which is, very futuristic looking, very shiny and metallic, and really looks like, some of the rockets that you've seen in comic books from the 50s and the 60s.
Okay, well, some people think we could see a traffic jam around the moon, because not just the Falcon Heavy and the BFR, but we also have, of course, Jeff Bezos with his Blue Origin rocket system. But let me ask you a question. The NASA has its plans to create a lunar orbiter and from that launch a missile that will eventually go to Mars. So it sees the moon as a halfway station for a space station and then sending a probe onto Mars. The BFR, as far as I can tell, can go to Mars on a one-way jump. No space station required. So are we essentially talking about two different strategies for Mars, or what do you think?
Yeah, and that's been a debate in space circles for a long time. I mean, should we go back to the moon? Should we go straight to Mars? If we go to the moon, should we go right to the surface of the moon? Or should we build an orbiter, in the vicinity of the moon and then have these tugs and landers that can go back and forth to the surface of the moon? Now you're seeing the official NASA stance under, with the Trump White House of saying they want to go back to the moon, but not in the way that we did it during the Apollo era, where we went, the astronauts walked on the surface, left a flag and footprints, and then turned around and came back. They want to go in a more permanent way. And that's something that Jeff Bezos has been talking about for a number of years. And he had pitched a proposal to build a lander that could take a significant amount of cargo and supplies to the surface of the moon. Some of the thinking is that the moon could serve as a really good stepping stone to Mars for a number of reasons, one of which is that there is, water on the surface of the moon, or in the form of water ice, and that's hydrogen and oxygen, and that's those two put together as rocket propellant. So instead of hoisting up all of this fuel, you can have it there and use the moon as a gas station to get to Mars or further into space. Since you've had a lot of this talk about the moon, Elon and SpaceX have been saying they want to do that too, but really Mars remains there. Their main goal for sure.
Okay, now let's talk about the ups and downs of Elon Musk's career. Many people idolize him and say that he's like Tony Stark of the comic books. Tony Stark is the alter ego of Iron Man, this playboy industrialist that makes headlines. That's Tony Stark. However, he's had his downside as well in terms of negative publicity. And what are your thoughts? I mean, how will historians view Elon Musk as a pioneer, as someone who broke through all the stereotypes and had new thinking, fresh thinking involved? Or do you think someone who maybe his ego got too ahead of him? What are your thoughts?
Well, I think clearly he's a pioneer who has disrupted, not one, but several industries, and that can't be denied. And one of the ways he's done that is just by, acting in a very rash and bold way, which he's always done, and which I think is typical of Silicon Valley startups, and you see that in a lot of upstarts and disruptors. The difference is now that in many ways he's no longer the small startup. He's responsible for not just flying NASA's astronauts to the International Space Station. Obviously, that's a huge responsibility, but he's the head of a major publicly held company in Tesla, and so his actions are going to be scrutinized as well they should. And, he got into some trouble with the SEC and Tesla for tweeting out, that he was going to take the company private and that he had the funding secured for that, and he suffered a fine for that. SpaceX, I think, you know, has been less affected for that, but you know, the high level people at NASA were concerned with some of his behavior, that they decided to launch a safety review, not just of SpaceX but of Boeing. They want to be, you know, just certain that the companies who are being entrusted to fly their astronauts to the space station are doing everything they can to ensure safety, and that they're providing a safe work environment for those workers. So, you know, I think some of the very attributes that may have landed into trouble are the same attributes that he used to be so successful. I mean, he's a complicated person. He's a human being. He had said in a number of interviews he was under an extraordinary amount of stress, you know, particularly at Tesla, which has faces a lot of short sellers and a lot of pressure and a lot of skeptics and a lot of people, as he would say, are hoping it would fail and trying to kill it. And he's battling them. You know, in some ways, that's reminiscent of the fights he had with SpaceX, fighting, you know, the big traditional contractors that he broke his way into. So, you know, things since then have appeared to calm down some, but, you know, you never know quite what to expect from him.
Okay, well, some people compare him to, for example, Henry Ford, this revolutionary genius that started the assembly line of the Model T. But somebody in his later years became a drag on the Ford Motor Company, allowing General Motors to take over. Other people say, now, wait a minute, Elon Musk is one for the history books. When the history of space exploration is written, he's going to get a whole new chapter all to himself. But what do your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I think what he's done in space is remarkable. I mean, if you go back to the beginning, nobody thought that any, you know, private individual, you know, could start a space company and be successful. In fact, others had tried and failed. And, you know, one of the jokes in space is the quickest way to become a millionaire in space is to start out as a billionaire. And, you know, everyone was betting against SpaceX. And, you know, the history is that the company nearly failed. I mean, it had Elon was out of money. He had three attempts to fly his early version of his rocket, the Falcon 1. All three failed to get to orbit. They had one last chance. He was out of money on their fourth attempt, and they were able to make it and then ultimately win a contract from NASA, which saved them. They not only, you know, continued to work with NASA, but broke into the national security launch market, winning very lucrative contracts from the Pentagon, going, you know, head to head against Lockheed Martin and Boeing, and being able to take on those huge companies. Now has the contract to fly human beings to the International Space Station. They, as you mentioned earlier, launched the Falcon Heavy. You know, it was years behind schedule, but again, it was a rocket that people said, you know, wouldn't happen, you know. And then there's this talk about flying a tourist around moon and going to Mars, and, you know, people look at it, and I think rightly, you know, are skeptical about that. And it's hard to tell what
future will hold. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to talk about Jeff Bezos, the richest man on Earth. What drives him to explore outer space? And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Our special guest is Christian Davenport, author of the book Space Barons, and he's a writer for the Washington Post. So stay tuned. In the next segment, we're going to talk about the richest man in the world and how he wants to explore the cosmos.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
If at some point they just can't do it, this is a 15-minute meeting. If they can't do it, I will declare a national emergency.
The president there speaking at a roundtable discussion that was hosted at the White House. The president also discusses a bill that would backpay federal workers who missed paychecks on Friday due to the shutdown.
A bill was just passed, which I will sign in Congress, making sure that everybody's going to be paid immediately upon when this is over.
The suspect in the kidnapping of a Wisconsin teenager and murder of her parents is due to make his initial court appearance on Monday. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald comments on the pending charges against Jake Patterson.
the suspect will make his initial appearance in Barron County Circuit Court to be formally charged with two counts of first-degree intentional homicide and one count of kidnapping.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. And I'm a number one best-selling author of conservative books. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was the opening speaker at many Trump for President events. I addressed over 40,000 patriots at the biggest Tea Party in the history of America. Sarah Palin and I addressed over 20,000 at the biggest Tea Party rally in the history of Nevada. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events all over this great country. And I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me now to arrange for a Wayne Alaruth keynote speech or master of ceremonies at your GOP event, fundraiser, banquet, campaign rally, or college GOP event with me as your keynote speaker. It'll be the biggest hit ever. Just call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. With us once again online is Christian Davenport of the Washington Post, author of a great new book that I highly recommend. The book is called Space Barons, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and the Quest to Colonize the Cosmos. Well, Christian, where we last left off, we were talking about Elon Musk, and now let's shift gears and talk about another billionaire that you've had the privilege of interviewing for your book, Space Barons, and that is Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world. So when you interviewed him, did you get a sense of his mission? I mean, what drives him? It's just not to make a pile of money with Amazon. He has a vision. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, and he's had this vision remarkably since he was a young kid, and that is that if he can build the transportation network to get to space and to do it reliably, then space can be used as a way to save the Earth. I mean, there's a lot of talk with people who want to colonize Mars and use that as a backup should anything happen to Earth, you know, an asteroid hit Earth and make it, have humanity go the way of the dinosaur, that we need to, you know, not have all of our eggs in one basket. What Jeff wants to do is, in the long term, this is hundreds of years out, but help, create progress toward a time when we are more of a spacefaring species and mining asteroids and using all of the resources that are out in space and use that to preserve the Earth, which has limited resources. And that, as he says, you know, you could leave Earth, you know, zoned residential. And the remarkable thing about that is he gave a similar speech when he was in high school, saying that Earth should be, you know, preserved as a national park. So this is something he's thought long and hard about. And now, as you mentioned, with his Amazon money, could go off and start a space company. Now he runs it sort of as a nonprofit. He spends a lot of his own money on it, about $1 billion a year, in order to fulfill this dream. And as he said, it's some of the most important work he's doing.
And tell us a little bit about his Texas spaceport. He's not necessarily firing rockets from Cape Canaveral. He has his own private spaceport in Texas, and he's perfecting what is called the new Armstrong rocket, which may eventually go to the moon. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so he secretly purchased a lot of land. I mean, hundreds of thousands of acres in remote West Texas, which gives him a lot of room. And what they've been doing is testing first their new Shepard vehicle, which is named for Alan Shepard, the first American in space, and it's a suborbital vehicle that will go up and come straight down. And like, you know, that what SpaceX has been doing with their Falcon 9 rocket, it can land on a landing pad and be reused. They have a big milestone coming up this year where they plan to, for the first time, put humans on board that vehicle and do test flights to the edge of space, going up about 100 kilometers and then come back down. But that would, you know, ultimately they hope take, you know, paying tourists up there who would then have a few minutes of weightlessness and be able to float around the cabin and see the curvature of the Earth and, you know, the darkness of the sky, even if it's during the day, and sort of experience, have that astronaut experience. And that would happen out there in West Texas. But they do have a launch pad on Cape Canaveral that is not too far from where SpaceX launches, and they're developing their next generation of rockets, New Glenn, and as you mentioned, New Armstrong. They've got this massive facility down there on the Cape where they're building that and perfecting their new engine technology with the BE-4. So they've certainly got a lot going on as well.
Okay, and as I mentioned, some people think we may have a traffic jam around the moon with, on one hand, NASA with the SLS booster, and Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. And let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of the Space Barons with Christian Davenport of the Washington Post. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on over almost 100 radio stations that carry science. Fantastic.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, we have with us Christian Davenport of the Washington Post, and he's written an exciting new book called Space Barons, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and the Quest to Colonize the Cosmos. And if you want to find out more about Science Fantastic, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. We have 3 million fans on Facebook, and on Twitter, about a million people receive my tweets every week on Twitter. And if you go to my website, you can see 4 New York Times bestsellers that I've written. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity, talking about terraforming Mars, going to Titan, and perhaps one day going to the nearby stars. And I go through the physics, the science, and the interviews of the scientists who dream about one day going into the universe. But today, let's talk about space barons with Christian Davenport. We talked about Jeff Bezos, richest man in the world, founder of Amazon. He has his own spaceport. And some people think we could have a traffic jam around the moon. The SLS booster rocket is going to be tested late this year or early next year to send an unmanned capsule around the moon. Not too far behind is, of course, we have SpaceX with its Falcon Heavy rocket. And then we have Jeff Bezos with the new Armstrong rocket, which is perhaps still on the drawing board. But, well, what's going to happen? Is there going to be a chaos around the moon? Is NASA going to arbitrate as to who's going to really colonize the moon? What's going to happen? Because we have 3 separate booster rockets, in principle, capable of putting humans on the moon.
Right. It's going to be fascinating to see how this is going to play out because, NASA has for years been developing its own rocket, the SLS, and then the Orion spacecraft, and that was sort of, the big government, official program of record, and the way they were going to get to the moon in deep space. But now you've got these other companies, these upstarts, building their own very capable heavy lift rockets that can perform some of those same missions, presumably at a much lower cost. And, what does that mean for the future of the space program? Currently, the NASA administrator, Jim Bridenstine, has said he is committed to the SLS, wants to continue it, and that it is it's vital for what NASA wants to accomplish. But he has said if there are other alternatives out there that are less expensive but just as capable, that NASA would be forced to look at those as well. And so you're seeing, a real ripple and a disruption, in the force. NASA has also made it clear that, is no longer capable of pulling off a mission like the, you know, like it did in the Apollo era, where it's just a purely government, you know, going to the moon, that it just doesn't have the resources, it doesn't have the budget or the political backing, and that it needs to partner with the private sector, which is now becoming more robust and having more, seeing more revenue pull into it, and that the two of them need to be able to work together and to do that together, along with, of course, you know, international partners. And we partner with a number of companies on the International Space Station, and they want to look at doing that on missions to the moon as well.
Now, some people think that the two or three booster rockets may have a peaceful coexistence. Some people point out that the SLS booster rocket, being funded by the government, may launch perhaps just once a year. And people are going to get frustrated spending all this money for a rocket that's only launched once a year. And that leaves open private enterprise, which wants a speedier access to outer space. And so we may live with a combination of rockets. But, well, what are your thoughts? I mean, you've interviewed all the main players. Do they have an idea as to what's going to happen in the next several years with three potential booster rockets?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how all of that shakes out. You know, I think that these companies, while they may not, you know, be admitted, you know, in the open because they've got to work with NASA, I do think they see an opportunity for more work with NASA, you know, if the SLS rocket becomes, you know, is hampered continually by its cost, its schedule delays. You know, I heard a NASA official say once that, you know, the estimated, you know, launch cost of the SLS could be $1 billion per launch, and that, you know, it's just unsustainable. It would eat up so much of the budget. And if there are alternatives that come in that are just, you know, less expensive, they can't not look at that.
Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. And if you want to have your thoughts heard on almost 100 radio stations, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, the city you're calling from, and then ask that question, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Stay tuned.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
today, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Our special guest today is Christian Davenport of the Washington Post. And the book, a great book that I highly recommend, is called Space Barons, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and the Quest to Colonize the Cosmos. And he's had a chance to interview not just one billionaire, not two, not three, but four billionaires about a new era in space exploration. The next billionaire is Richard Branson of Virgin Galactic and Virgin Atlantic. Tell us a little bit about his dream, because he wants to make sure that one day mom and dad would go into outer space on a space plane. So tell us about a little bit about his vision for space exploration, space tourism.
Yeah, so Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic has a spaceship called Spaceship Two, and it's tethered to the belly of a big airplane, kind of a mothership with a twin fuselage, and that airplane takes off like a normal airplane and gets to about 40,000 feet or so. And the spaceship, which also it looks like a space plane, it looks like a plane, but it's powered by a rocket motor. It drops, it releases almost like a bomb, and then the engine's ignited, and there are two pilots on board, and they pilot it almost straight up. And they burn the engine for about 60 seconds, and that should take them to about 50 miles or so, what some consider the edge of space. Now, they just had a significant milestone a month ago in Mojave, California, and I was out there for it, where they did finally get to more than 50 miles, and that qualifies them of getting to space. And that's the first time that they had been able to do that. And, there was a crowd of people, a couple hundred special guests that, Virgin had out there with their employees, and Richard Branson was out there cheering and hollering, and, once they made it to space, he even, broke down. It was very emotional for him, and they say that's going to pave the way to taking, regular passengers and tourists up there. They've got something like 700 people who have signed up already to take these flights. The cost was $250,000, and they still have got a fair amount of testing to do first before they take any paying customers, but they hope to start, doing operations, this year, which is, with everything else that we've been talking about is turning out to be a very big year in spaceflight. That could happen from Spaceport America, their facility in New Mexico. So lots going on there.
Okay. Well, on one hand, we have Jeff Bezos with the new Shepard rocket, which is also designed to take tourists, I guess, to the edge of space. And then we have Spaceship Two. So do you foresee a time when we may have competition between not one but two rocket systems that will take mom and dad to the edge of space for $250,000?
Yes, if mom and dad have the resources and the money to be able to do it. And they offered, two different experiences. I mean, with Blue Origin and New Shepard, you'll be in more of a sort of traditional rocket that launches vertically, and you'll be in a space capsule, and you'll have these, windows next to it. But that flight, start to finish is really only about 10 minutes, just because it's moving so fast. In Spaceship Two, it's a little bit of a different experience. It takes a while. You'll be in the spaceship tethered to the mothership for a while. It'll take a while to get to the right altitude. They run some checks, and then, the plane is released. It gets up to space, and then it takes a while. It glides back down. So that experience is closer to an hour or an hour and a half. But in both cases, you'll only be, you know, in space and experiencing weightlessness for about 4 minutes. But it's really, you know, an exciting time to think there will be, you know, in the near future, not one, but two companies offering that service. Now, Blue Origin hasn't said what it would charge. It hasn't been taking, it hasn't been selling tickets yet. So, and they're a little bit, you know, further away, but, you know, I think that we will have a competition in the near future between those two on it.
And we have to be truthful about the risks involved. We had a fatal accident involving one of these rockets. Tell us a little bit about what happened with that incident.
Yeah, and that's an important point to bring up because it is, you know, there is real risk involved. These are very challenging endeavors that they're undertaking. And in 2014, during a test flight, Virgin Galactic did have a fatal accident when there's what's known as a feather. It's a device that helps orient the spacecraft, you know, when it reaches space to help it reenter the atmosphere. But the feather was deployed too early by one of the pilots, and the spaceship came apart in the middle of the flight. I mean, it was, you know, it sounded quite harrowing. I mean, literally ripping apart as it's going extremely fast. One of the pilots was able to survive and parachuted down from extremely high altitude and had serious injuries. And there was a question whether Richard Branson would continue and what this meant for the industry that we've been talking about for the past hour or so, what it would mean for that if they would be able to continue, if the private sector could be entrusted with the lives of people, and whether this should be something that the government should be more involved in. They had a little bit of soul-searching, Virgin Galactic did, and decided that they would carry on, that it was worth the risk, and that, you know, they would bounce back from it. And, you know, so far they have, and had that successful flight, you know, just a few weeks ago, where they did finally, at long last, make it to space. And I think that's one of the reasons why not just Richard Branson, but all the people at Virgin Galactic were so emotional at that flight, because they knew how risky it was. They're friends with the pilots on board, and they knew what the cost was, having, you know, lived through the death of one of their pilots.
Okay, now let's talk about the future. Not just a few years, but maybe a decade, two decades into the future. We're talking about Elon Musk, who has a dream of creating a permanent settlement on Mars, perhaps a million people. And Jeff Bezos talks about perhaps, unfortunately, we have to cut this segment of Science Fantastic. So, Christian, glad you could be on Science Fantastic, and maybe once again we can talk about the future of space exploration. Thank you so much.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Okay, once again, you've been listening to Christian Davenport of the Washington Post. The book is called Space Barons, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and the Quest to Colonize the Cosmos. And so once again, you've been listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call if you want to ask a question and get on almost 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and ask that question, and maybe you can get.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.